two, three.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go for hour number two. This is the second hour of USAprepares.com on Genesis Communications Network. This is the hour that you're all used to, but we've already started broadcasting 2 hours a day. So this is hour number two. You can reach us the same way, an hour earlier. Frank Underhill's with us. Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And we're going to be talking about gold and silver and something that I did that caused a firestorm in the Missouri State House of Representatives a couple days ago. I think now's the time to talk about it. What do you think, Frank?
Vincent, it's freedom of speech, and I don't think anything's going to happen to you because you're exercising your constitutional right. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom to petition government.
Well, I just got off the phone during the break during the news, at the top of the hour news. I was on the phone with our sheriff's office and in Missouri, and I said, I just want to know one thing. I want to know that when these guys come to my farm, armed with body armor and those kinds of presentation, I want to know if you're coming to stand between me and them or not. That's what I want to know. And she said, well, we'll assign whoever's on duty. And I said, do you know my address? I want to make sure you know my address. And so I gave her my address. They knew who I am. They knew who I am. And, you know, I didn't get a nice warm feeling from our sheriff's department that they're going to stand between me and the feds. She said, call 911. I said, and what are they going to do? And she said, they're going to route the call. And I said, to where? And probably back to them, you know, back to the lady I was on the phone with. Bottom line is I've called our sheriff for weeks now. And she remembers taking my calls, but he has not returned my call. Here's what I did. Okay, there is a bill in the Missouri State House of Representatives. It was introduced by a guy by the name of Rory Ellinger, E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. And this bill... this bill is very, very serious. It was very similar to the one that was passed in New York State. This bill, I believe, is going to hit every one of our states. I think that it comes from Washington. I think that that it was assigned or offered to Democrat representatives to represent the interests of Washington, D.C., or Washington, D.C., or Washington, the District of Criminals, and to roll over the Second Amendment rights that we have to carry firearms. Now, this law, according to, I'm reading an article from Infowars.com, it is, in effect, de facto confiscation demanding the surrender of firearms. Democrats around the country are in a race to destroy the Second Amendment. And the latest outrage is what's happening here in Missouri, where I live. And Democrat Roy Ellinger and Democrat Jill Shupp, S-C-H-U-P-P, have introduced House Bill 545, a law that, with the stroke of a pen, turns thousands of law-abiding Missourians into Class C felons. It will ban the possession, the sale, the transfer, the manufacture of semi-automatic rifles, and magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. This law, in effect, is de facto confiscation, demanding the surrender of firearms to the government. Now, any person who, prior to the effective date of this law, who is legally in possession of an assault weapon, that's what they call it, or a large capacity magazine, shall have 90 days from the such effective date of the signing of this to do any of the following without being subject to prosecution. You'll be ordered to remove the assault weapon or large capacity magazine from the state of Missouri. Or you can render the assault weapon permanently inoperable. You can cut it in half. Or you can surrender it or the large capacity magazine to the appropriate law enforcement agency for destruction. This is similar to the law that was enacted in New York. Now, I believe this is the same blueprint, the same boilerplate that's going to all 50 states. It just happens to be here. It's also in Minnesota. Now, what I did was I thought about, okay, how do these guys operate? When they come to my farm, it's not going to be one guy knocking on the door, or it's not going to be a telephone call. They're going to come in mass. It's going to be a bunch of them. And they're all going to be heavily, heavily armed. And they're going to tell me what's going to happen. Or they're going to bash my door down. Well, if that's what they do, what I decided to do was make sure that their cell phone numbers were given out so you could call them directly. So you don't call their assistants, their aides, their minions, their employees. You don't beat them up. You need to go right to the source, the people who are in the gun confiscation business. That would be Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup. Those are two of the guys. Well, I gave out their cell phone numbers. I'm going to give them out in just a minute again, and I'd like you to call them and tell them whatever you think, but I'd like you to be polite. They are not polite. They are angry. They are angry because they have gotten thousands and thousands of calls. But that's not enough. We don't need to let up. We need to keep the pressure on because these guys are willing to steal our property. Now, imagine this, and I've said this on the air several times. I'll say it one more time. You buy a refrigerator. It's perfectly legal. But, you know, that darn thing's got Freon in it. Or your home air conditioning's got Freon in it. Or your window unit air conditioner has Freon in it. And you know how dangerous that Freon stuff is. Now, it's legal. It was legal to manufacture it and sell it. And it was legal for you to buy it at the time you bought it. Well, let's say the government were to say, you know what? That stuff's dangerous. We have to protect you from all these dangers. So you've got to turn in your refrigerator, your freezer, your air conditioner, because it's got Freon in it. Now, how would you like that? What would you do? Would you turn in your hard-earned assets to them for destruction, confiscation? That's what they want with magazines, firearms magazines. They have them. They have magazines more than 10 rounds. Nobody goes into battle with the enemy with 10 rounds. They've got high-capacity magazines. They've got multiple high-capacity magazines. They have vests with multiple high-capacity magazines in their vests. They have grenade launchers, tanks, aircraft, drones, helicopters, battleships, destroyers, fighters, bombers. Okay? And they want to take our AR-15s, AK-47s, and semi-automatic firearms. That's what they want to take. They have all that stuff. They have all that stuff. I have ammunition, a box that I read of ammunition that says for law enforcement use only. It is penetrator ammunition. It is designed to penetrate steel. It says for law enforcement use only. What do they need that for? These guys want our guns. Now, here are the numbers. I'd like you to consider calling these numbers. Cell phone number for Rory Ellinger, 314-640-0095. 314-640-0095. Jill Shoup, co-author, co-sponsor, 314-517-6505. 314-517-6505. Those are their cell numbers. They hate the fact that their cell numbers have been given out. And after this break, which is going to be in about 4 minutes, I'm going to play the audio of the news report on Channel 4 St. Louis. You won't believe their reaction. But we'll play that when you have time to hear the whole thing. Frank, I talked to some instructors over the last couple days, and they said, look, I'm probably going to be arrested. for giving out these numbers. I'm sure that these guys are now saying, you know, how did these numbers get out? How did Finelli get these numbers, pass them on to Gun Owners of America Executive Director Larry Pratt? How did he pass them on to Alex Jones' team? How did he get them? Maybe they came from, Rory Ellinger's own office. How about that? Maybe they came from Jill Shupp's own office. Her own people. Her own people might have ratted her out. Rory Ellinger's own people might have ratted him out. Maybe they don't like what he's up to. Think about that. So, anyway, this is real serious business, and I've asked our instructors to fill in for me should I get arrested or been thrown off the air. Genesis Communications Network will not throw me off the air, but local radio stations might, and we are on three of them. Frank, your thoughts on any of this?
Well, I think what you're talking about goes deep to the heart of the First and Second Amendment of the Constitution. And as I alluded to on the first part, the First Amendment is the freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, and freedom to petition government. If you go to the Second Amendment, it states that, although it says that a well-regulated militia, but it also says that firearms rights on the people should not be infringed. And if you have a bunch of activist legislators creating laws to supersede the Constitution, then that's just plain wrong. Now, for your listeners, I'm not a constitutional scholar expert by no means, but when I got my citizenship, I read the Constitution, and I read the Bill of Rights. And if anyone who wants a copy, contact the Cato Institute. That's the little red book I have in my office, and I share with people who want it. And those words are very explicit. And as far as I'm concerned, I could see how a Supreme Court judge like a Scalia or an Alito or a Roberts can apply the law as it's written. It's very easy. You could say, well, there should be some flexibility. Well, if you read the two parts of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it leaves very little wiggle room. And I think, Vincent, what you're talking about is you're expressing your First Amendment right there.
Yeah, but Frank, what I did, I caused a firestorm, and I am not kidding. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the collateral damage recipients in the Missouri State House of Representatives. I'll tell you what they're saying about what I did when we come back on the other side of this break. You won't believe it. I am not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. You're going to be shocked. I'm Ben Finelli. Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800 800- 866-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class. Here's what I did. I gave out the cell phone numbers for two of the Missouri state representatives, the Missouri House of Representatives. I gave out the cell phone number for Rory Ellinger, E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. His cell phone number is 314-640-0095. And co-sponsor Jill Shupp, 314-517-6505. I gave them out on the air. Larry Pratt ran with it, Gun Owners of America. Alex Jones' team, I believe, ran with it. And a whole bunch of people have reposted and posted and linked and copied our website, which I certainly give them permission to do, to on this article, and get the word out to get these representatives fired. They need to be removed from office for violation of their oath of office. I'm going to play for you the result of what we did at USA Prepares. Here is what they had to say to the media. KMOV, St. Louis, Missouri state representatives are getting the heat for what they did to us, to trample our rights to bear arms. Here it goes. Listen very carefully, and there's a reference to cell phone numbers being given out by us. Here you go.
Tonight, some St. Louis area lawmakers are feeling the heat from gun owners.
They have a bill in the state capitol that not only bans assault weapons, but would require owners to turn those weapons in.
I know I'm getting more afraid of my neighbor because he may have an assault weapon and he may accidentally pull the trigger.
Before he can get his... U City Representative Rory Ellinger is getting the brunt of the NRA's anger. Matt Cesney, you're in Ellinger's hometown after visiting him at his Jefferson City office at the Capitol. How's he taking the heat?
Well, Sharon, he is taking the heat. We went out to the Capitol because even though this bill was introduced on Tuesday, the reaction to it only kicked in today. Representative Ellinger of U City here and his co-sponsors say they are being bombarded with emails and phone calls from across the country. Gun owners upset over this bill, which would require assault weapons owners in Missouri to turn over those weapons in 90 days. And in fact, I looked online and some pro-gun websites are now even publishing those representatives' cell phone numbers.
This is an odd ban on assault weapons, military style, high capacity assault weapons. I don't think have any place in a civilized society.
And you want people to turn them in?
I do. I'd like that to occur.
That was all gun owners needed to hear about House Bill 545 in Jefferson City. Rory Ellinger says the bill is very similar to the one recently passed in New York State. He admits in a Republican-controlled legislature here, though, the bill stands no chance of passing. But that's not the point. It's a debate on guns, he says he wants. Instead, he's now getting an earful.
You told me the NRA keeps trying to call your cell phone right now.
That's right. They're pretty diligent. They found out my cell phone number, but I'm not going to let them push me around either.
Down the hall, Ellinger's co-sponsor, Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, was also flooded with emails and calls, one she showed me that actually had an anti-Semitic tone.
They are rude, they are threatening, they are absolutely disrespectful, and I'm frankly very disappointed that people would call in to someone who is trying to, you know, get a discussion started and make threatening calls.
So far, the only discussion these lawmakers have made, though, is with Capitol Police, who we're told are now monitoring the emails and calls that even some pro-gun Republicans are now getting at the state Capitol. In Jefferson...
So have it. There's Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup, their reaction, the news report's reaction to what we did. They didn't like it. They're unhappy with it. And Rory Ellinger says he's afraid of being shot by a neighbor with an assault weapon. Now, he's not concerned about his neighbor shooting him accidentally with a hunting rifle, just an assault weapon. These guys are the minions, in my opinion, of Washington, D.C. That's my thought. And, you know, I've been watching the statistics. I have on my screen... I've got four screens in front of me. One screen shows packet losses, and when I, in the transmission from the studio I'm in to Minnesota, and when I announced that I was going to do this, the packet losses, the dropouts, the digital dropouts went way up, higher than they've ever been. I'm Ben Finelli. We'll be right back. I'd like to hear Frank Underhill's comments as to what I did. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Benelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale. with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So here it is. On Thursday, we started giving out the phone numbers. On Friday, we gave out the phone numbers, the cell phone numbers for these representatives who want to steal our personal property, Jill Shoup and Rory Ellinger in Missouri. And they're no different from the government minions who want to steal your property in other states. Well, they've been getting phone calls from all over the country. And over the weekend, I called the one of the owners of, actually the owner of a station that I broadcast at 8 o'clock in the morning on right here in Missouri. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I broadcast, and they also pick up our broadcast right now, this broadcast, and they play it from 11 to midnight. Anyway, I called him up, and I said, "Hey, Rick, how's it going? You know what's happening?" He goes, Oh, yeah. He said he got a call from a state representative in another county, not one of the two counties that these two representatives I've been talking about this morning are from, but another county. And this guy is a pro-gun guy, right? The representative they called Rick Vermillion of KUNQ, the Rooster Big Country 99, the station I broadcast on at 8 o'clock in the morning. He said he got a call from a representative, and the collateral damage is extensive. What's happened is because I gave out these numbers, people are calling their representatives, and they're calling all the representatives in the state of Missouri, and they're saying basically, you guys better not take our guns. If you do, you're toast. And they're getting yelled at, they're getting screamed at, they're getting threats. They are getting pleasant calls also, but they're getting calls from all kinds of attitudes. People are angry. The bill in Missouri is dead. There is no representative that will even come close to touching it now, other than the ones who sponsored and co-sponsored it. The reason is that the people are so angry. They've called them up. The word that I heard is they might get one or two calls about a bill. This time, they got 500. Not my number, their numbers. The representative said he got 500 calls in 2 days. Out of control. They can't do anything. They're in gridlock. They are actually in fear of losing any re-election bid that they might have. The people are angry. Now, here's what we learned. We learned that if you call these guys in mass, they can't take it. See, they work in unison. But when you call them individually, they feel concerned. They feel concerned like you do when you're stopped by the police and there are three or four or five police cars against you. They now know what it's like. They are not special anymore. They are just like us, and they don't like it. They don't like being told what to do. They work for us, by the way. So anyway, the bottom line is this bill is dead in Missouri, but it doesn't matter. What we need to do is send the message that we're not going to take it. Now, Jill Shoup talked to one of our instructors, and he told her that his shotgun would be confiscated under her bill. And she said, no, it's not in there. He said, read your bill. It's in there. And she didn't even know what's in her bill. These people, I believe, are responding to favors they are owed or bribes that they have taken or a combination thereof. That's my belief. And they are doing things that they don't even know what they're doing. They are sponsoring and co-sponsoring bills. They don't even know what's in them. So there you go. You need to keep calling them and let them know we are not happy, we're not taking it, and here's what really happened. The first domino to go down was New York. They got it passed in New York. It's the same bill here in Missouri. The same bill, virtually, in Minnesota. The plan, I think, was to get Texas or Missouri to go down. They'd be two hard states to get down to win and confiscate guns. Missouri is smaller, so that'd be the first choice. The firestorm that we created, we, you, the class, your friends, and all over the listening reach of Genesis and the reach of Gun Owners of America and NRA joined in and Alex Jones, all of us together, created such a firestorm in the Missouri State House of Representatives. They can't take it. They can't take it. And the message should be, don't even think about doing this again. The message should be that in 10 years and a decade from now, a representative might have some screwy idea. And the response from the senior representatives should be, are you kidding? Do you know what happened to Rory Ellinger? Do you know what happened to Jill Shoup when they tried a stunt like that? Don't even think about it. That should be the message that comes down from upon high within the state houses across this great nation. We are very slowly starting to take back our country. Now, class, I thought we had lost the war. I really did. Until this weekend. Until I realized what we had done. We actually had turned the tide. Now, we might have stopped gun confiscation for a year. The war is not over. These guys work while you're sleeping. They work at stealing your wherewithal. Does it sound like I'm angry? Yeah, I guess I am. Does it sound like I'm passionate? Yes, I am. I'm looking at the statistics on screen number three. The delay on this broadcast, the frame dropout, is among the highest it's ever been. These guys are watching us. They're listening to every word we're saying. And they know that they have a problem right here on Genesis Communications Network, because there are people who are responding. And the expo is a problem for them. Why? Because thousands of people come to the Get Prepared Expo. They do. They come. The problem is, there are a lot of guys, and I'm looking at the talk show hosts, there are a lot of talk show hosts, I have this on screen number two, there are a lot of hosts that talk about they whine, and that's why we have that introduction, that show rejoiner, no whining. They whine, but they don't say what the solutions are. We actually have solutions where people come and join us at the Get Prepared Expo. I think we're a problem. Hey, by the way, the delay in the broadcast just dropped from 472 milliseconds to half of that. Interesting how that works. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, you got a big task there, but that's what happens when people mobilize and they go in action and they let their elected officials know what's on their mind. Now, I think in your state, probably conservatives rule probably half, more of the majority in your state Senate and more in your state Assembly. So I think bills like this would probably be fruitless in trying to bring onto your floors. But the fact that they're even discussed is disturbing.
Yep. Frank, we have we've got a caller from Missouri. I'm going to place that call on the air right now. John from Missouri, you're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vince Finelli.
Hi, Vince. I am the one that did speak to a representative on Saturday, and I have posted quite a deal of the whole entire account of my discussion with her, Ms. Shoup. But we are not turning down the heat. Matter of fact, I've had more than I've got some more information that it will be coming out probably on Wednesday morning. I've been asked not to give all the details, but we're turning up the heat. We also want people to contact the other co-sponsors, Margo McNeil, and the other representative is Rochelle Walton Gray. We have not come up with any of their cell phone numbers at this time, but also we want everybody to call everybody that's every county in the state, every representative needs to be contacted. But we have drafted a letter that may be able to take some action against the sponsor or co-sponsors of this bill. It is a violation of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And as Missouri citizens, we cannot have anyone violating those rules.
Absolutely, or any other of the amendments or acts of the Constitution either.
And my name has also been sent directly to this to Tim Jones, which is the Speaker of the House, as being a plaintiff. So, Vince, if you're worried about the Capitol Police showing up on your door, I'm kind of in the same boat. But in my hand, I have the House Bill number 545 in hand. It will be in my possession for the fear that, they may knock on our door. And I will say, well, then, instead of coming for me, you need to turn around and you need to go directly after these four people on this House bill.
There you go.
Is it going that high where you could actually get a visit from state police showing up at your house?
Yes.
Rory has made contact and reported all the callers to the Capitol Police. Now, being that I am one that was actually got a phone call back from Ms. Shoup and actually was able to stay on the phone with her without losing my temper and actually was able to talk to her for about 20 minutes, along with my wife was also listening in, and my name is now tied to legal papers that have been forwarded to Tim Jones, which is the Speaker of the House. So I'm more tied into just anybody making just an individual phone call. My name is, you know, being tied in with legal paperwork now.
Have you seen it?
I have seen the paperwork, yes, and I cannot release it until Wednesday morning. Today's a state holiday, so we cannot. The author of the of what we've put together, and I has been. I have a copy of it, but because today's a state holiday, we want to give Tim Jones time to respond until tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Then at that point, then I will say probably on Wednesday morning, I will then release what has been done.
There you go. John, do you want to stick around on the other side of this break?
No, I'm good. I'll just listen on the radio. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. John from Nixon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com instructor, taking action. He's not going to take it either. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
These guys are too much. I'll tell you what, class. As soon as the mic went hot, I'm looking at outrageous frame loss on this delivery, on this broadcast. These guys are trying to shut us down. Dave, our producer Dave, I reported that we have extraordinary frame loss. This is really highly unusual. What are your thoughts, real quickly, please?
Well, you know, for the broadcast, it generally comes across pretty solid. I mean, we have, you know, shows that have varying degrees of confidence in the connection, but generally, you know, from what I've seen, we've never had any problems with your connection and your broadcast. But it's been pretty jittery, and you know, thankfully, the callers took over the discussion there for a couple minutes, and you were down for a couple seconds, and then it kind of recovered.
Yeah, and I want to thank Frank Underhill for helping me there. I was out. I mean, I was off the broadcast, and Frank and John Dollarhite took over for me. You could not have heard me had I said anything. Appreciate that, Dave. Class, I'd like you to look something up. Just look up John Dollarhite, D-O-L-L-A-R-H-I-T-E, USAPrepares.com instructor. You will see that he was facing a $4 million suit by the feds, and he didn't back down. He and his wife are tough, and I want you to consider this. I want you to take whatever it is you've got in your pocket, out of your pocket, grow some manhood, and stand up for your rights, because if we don't do it together, we're going to get run over. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Frank, we've got a call. I want to make sure, class, Frank Underhill, if you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449 is his number, and we're going to take a call. Roger in Missouri, you're on. You'll have to go quickly. We're running out of time.
Okay, very, very quickly. The first day that this bill came out, I called my representative, and she assured me that it wasn't going anywhere. But after I got off the phone with her, I looked up the Missouri State Constitution, and it says in the Missouri State Constitution that the rights of the people of the state of Missouri to bear firearms shall not even be questioned. So here's where we need to take it a little further. The Speaker of the House in Missouri is Jason Smith, who is running for Joanne Emerson's vacated office. These people took a oath to uphold the state constitution. So we ought to put pressure on Mr. Smith to start impeachment proceedings on these people who put this bill up. They committed treason.
Here you go, class. That's how serious this is. There's a guy in Germany in the 30s, and there were some murders that were staged, and the people said, oh my gosh, there are people dying in the streets, they're being murdered, we got to do something. The government responded, okay, we'll register guns. The next thing they knew, all the guns were identified, the guns were confiscated. Then, next thing that the people knew was, hey, for your own safety, you're going to have to move out of your neighborhood, or we're going to have to wall around your neighborhood to keep you safe. Next thing you knew, the neighborhoods were getting smaller and smaller. The next thing is, hey, it's not even safe in the neighborhoods. You're going to have to get on these trains. Get on these trains, pack lightly. You won't need much where you're going. You're going to be safe. Next thing they knew, they got off the trains. They got separated into two lines. Those were going to be executed immediately, and those who were going to work before they were executed. Concentration camps, Nazi Germany. Class, your weapons are the things that you need to keep you safe. And these guys want to steal them. That is what we've got in all the state houses across the nation. These guys are all part of the same scheme to introduce the same legislation, in my opinion, and you're in trouble. And if you don't grow a set and become men and stand up and turn off that TV, you're going to lose your freedoms. And the next thing is, get in line and get in the boxcars. Boy, I'm furious. Frank Underhill, I want to thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate you standing by me in class. If I get knocked off the air, there are plenty of instructors who are going to stand up while I'm in jail to keep the message going. And make sure you call these representatives. Ellinger, 314-640-0095. 314-640-0095. Jill Shook, 314-517-6505. 314-517-6505. Call them. That's their cell numbers. Tell them whatever you think. Be polite and don't call after midnight. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.